This meeting is called to order. Please call the roll.
Director Davis.
Here.
Director Waltaway.
Here.
Director Klipstein. Director Maglione. Director McElroy.
Here.
Director Payne. Director Riley.
Here.
Director Romano.
Here.
Chairman Walton.
I am here. This meeting has been advertised in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act. Adequate notice has been given by posting on here and also by advertising in our papers of record. Please rise for the salute of the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, our first item is approval of the meeting minutes. Do I have a motion to approve?
Move.
Mr. Klipstein, do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. McElroy? Call the roll.
Director Davis.
Yes.
Director Waltaway.
Here.
Director Klipstein. Director Maglione. Director McElroy.
Yes.
Director Payne. Director Riley.
Yes.
Director Romano.
Yes.
Chairman Wall.
Yes. All right, next up is my report. Since our last meeting, we have been awarded $2.42 million from the federal government for the 2017 Federal Highlands Conservation Act grant. That is money that we can use to compensate landowners. So the total funding available for our purchase program and our open space program this year is approximately $6.4 million. The landowner Equity and Land Preservation Committee of the Highlands Council met on the 12th of October and reviewed the 16 remaining unfunded HDC purchase program applications. These applications consist of about 282 credits, which equals about $4.5 million. The committee recommended funding all of these remaining HDC applications and dedicating the remaining funding, $1.77 million, to the open space program, which is administered by the Highlands Council. At the October 19th meeting of the council approved by voice vote the allocation to the HDC credit program for $4,069,302. We had $442,000 and change left over from the purchase program from previous allocations that applicants withdrew. So today we have the $4,512,000 for the new allocation altogether. The committee also discussed the status of the previously approved applications. And we've identified that the most common issue that has prevented these from closing has been the fact that folks don't get back to us with the necessary documentation. They take the offer and they sort of hold it in hand. So the committee has recommended a deadline be established on any new approvals of 6 months to return to our staff the necessary documents to proceed with the closing. Previously approved applications will receive a letter saying you've got 6 months to get us the information we need to move to a closing. Is not provided, the bank can review the application and rescind the offer, or we can extend the offer depending upon what's circumstances. And then we can reallocate whatever's withdrawn to future HDC credit purchases. That deadline has been incorporated into our resolution, which we hope to approve tonight. Executive Director's report.
Okay, I have just one small item. As you know, we're now looking at funding everybody who applied to the program, which is really pretty wonderful in my book. It's very exciting. And some of these people have been, you know, trying to do something in terms of getting compensation for years and years and years and years and years, certainly as long as I've been around here. We closed with one of them recently, a Dr. Mahmoud, who owned property in Mount Olive. We was dead and been all over the place with him as he tried to come up with an alternative that was viable. We went down to the DEP with him for a takings waiver meeting. We went down to the DEP with him for a redevelopment waiver meeting. And he's been to council meetings. I think he's even been to bank meetings. And we have closed with him. It's really a great story. So that is my report.
Okay, very good. A council committee report.
That was
redundant. All right, that was summed up in my chairman's report, in essence. It was the activity of the equity committee. So we have next the consideration of resolution authorization to acquire Highlands Development Credits under the Highlands Development Credit Purchase Program. This is a voting matter with public comment. Do I have a motion?
I'll move.
Mr. Plissken, do I have a second?
Second.
And Mr. McElroy. We will first go to the public. Any public comments on the resolution? You're up.
My name is David Shope, and for some time now I've asked the bank and also the Highlands Council to prepare a document which tells the people who are applying for this form of relief just exactly how you get to $16,000 of credit. And I don't believe you've done it yet. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Do you intend to do it?
No.
Okay, so in other words, the swindle that you continue to offer will remain uncovered. So let me see if I can rip the covers off. Some time ago, this council hired Integra to do the work of assigning TDR credits across the Highlands area. They came up with an initial figure of, I think, $96,000.
That's right.
Which was reduced to $64,000 to, quote, allow for any infrastructure improvements that may have to be done. This was a blanket reduction, regardless of the situation for the individual properties. This was further reduced by another 75% to $16,000 a TDR credit. So something that was originally valued at 96 grand ends up at 16. That's what you're offering today and have offered in the past, and you refuse to simplify it as I have just done. I suggest that you may consider this appropriate, considering the way the Highlands Act itself came about. The Highlands Act itself came about as a result of numerous lies. This just adds to the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in the public wish to be heard? All right. Yes, go ahead.
Wilma Ferrer, New Jersey Conservation Foundation. I just like to say we support the funding of these programs, and we're glad to see you're moving ahead with this. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. We are voting on the resolution. Any council members wish to be heard on this?
I just have a couple. This is Greg Romano.
Yes, Mr. Romano. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just have a couple of questions, and it's more formatting of the resolution, I guess. In paragraph 3 of the draft, I guess under the resolve clauses, it says, again, if within 6 months the landowners are unable to supply required information by the deadline, it says the bank may consider rescinding the offer. I mean, do we really, and I'm totally in favor of the bank having discretion, because there will be many times where the landowner, things are beyond the landowner's control, and it shouldn't be automatically rescinded. But I think by saying may consider rescinding, it seems like the bank, we might not be giving the bank the authority to rescind, even as a discretionary thing, right? So I was just going to suggest that we just say may rescind the offer, not that we will, but we may rescind it, rather than may consider rescinding. So that was my thought, that perhaps that wouldn't give us the discretion to rescind that if we just can only consider rescinding. That's just, maybe I'm playing a lawyer here. And then on number 4, I would just note that I think most of those costs that are listed that we can reimburse the landowner, the way I'm reading it, and I think that's what it was intended. It says the executive director is authorized to pay up to $2,500 in costs per property for those landowners. Was that intended to reimburse the landowners or for our own costs? That was one of my questions. Because most of these costs would be the bank's costs normally, the purchase.
Yes, it is to reimburse the landowners on a reimbursement basis. They would first incur the cost, and they would submit to us proof of cost, and we would reimburse them. That part of the resolution authorizes that.
Right, but what I guess what I'm saying is, like, the title search, upper and lower court searches, intent of the recording are normally the purchaser's responsibilities, not the landowner's.
And they are deserving kids. And they are deserving kids, too.
I think that would be a landowner cost. So I'm just making that point. So if there are other costs for the landowner, maybe that should be included. I don't know. Anyway, so those are my points.
Okay. And what's the difference between shall consider or may rescind or consider rescinding?
It makes no difference to me. I mean, the point is that it comes back to the bank board to take action to rescind the offer, so that the applicant would have an opportunity to be heard, so that if there's some extenuating circumstance, the bank board could extend the period of time. So it's entirely acceptable either way you want to board it is fine.
Yeah, Mr. Romano, I get your point. I'm not sure if it's critical, but certainly if you wish to, if you mover and vendor wish to remove, could we consider on the...
Well, I guess as long as that gives us the authority to rescind if necessary,
yes.
I'm fine, as opposed to limiting.
Okay, our attorney believes it does, and therefore so we'll leave it in.
Okay, then I'm fine.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? Mr. Plotino, you said you have to abstain from one of these purchases, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so just when we go to the roll call, I'll make that clear. We'll call the roll.
Okay. Director Davis.
Yes.
Director Holdaway.
Aye.
Director Klipstein.
Yes.
When you're abstaining on purchase of?
And I'm abstaining on Lamont.
Which is Clinton Township Block 68, Lot 6.
Director Maglione. Director McElroy.
Yes.
Director Payne. Director Riley.
Yes.
Director Romano.
Yes.
Chairman Wall.
Yes. All right, thank you very much, gentlemen. Next up is the consideration of the resolution for the annual meeting calendar for 2018. This is also a matter of public comment, and we will hope to meet all these four times. We'll have enough stuff to do. A motion to approve.
So moved.
Mr. Plessy, you got a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. McAvoy. Any public question on our meeting calendar? All right. Hearing none, call the roll.
Director Davis.
Yes.
Director Holdaway.
Aye.
Director Klipstein.
Yes.
Director McElroy.
Aye.
Director Riley.
Yes.
Director Romano.
Yes.
Chairman Wall.
Yes. All right, we will not have an executive session, so we will conclude our meeting with public comment. Anybody wish to speak to us on any matter whatsoever? Mr. Schoen, sir, please.
I just got through an Oprah request a copy of this proposed settlement agreement between Lebanon Township and Fair Share Housing, and which I've given a copy to Chairman Walton. And most particularly, settlement item number 3 has the potential for giving you guys more work, whether you knew it or not, because half of the proposed, I still call them COA, the low and moderate income housing obligations to the township can, and pursuant to the judge's approval of this agreement, can be transferred to the Highlands Council for disposition. And the last sentence says, the reduction of affordable housing obligations is effective and agreed upon regardless of any failure of the Highlands Council to accept such obligations or act upon insofar as permitted by any court ruling. I don't know what part of that will fall to you guys, maybe none of it, but it would seem to me that Fair Share Housing has traded away half the obligation of Lebanon Township to you guys. don't know if you know it or not, but there it is. I presume that the judge has approved it, but I don't know for sure. So get ready for some more work. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we're adjourned. Thank you, guys.